Ever wonder what's happening behind the scenes at your local power company? Well, get ready to be surprised because today we're doing a deep dive into the future of energy.
That's right. We're talking about the really innovative things public power utilities are doing.
And we've got our hands on the September 2024 issue of the Bulletin.
The go-to source for all things public power.
Yeah, it's like getting a sneak peek into an industry most people don't even think twice about, right?
It's true. Most people just expect the lights to turn on.
Exactly.
But the reality is these public power utilities are tackling some really complex issues, and they're coming up with some really creative solutions, I think. Solutions that could change how we think about energy.
Okay, so before we get into the details, let's make sure we're all on the same page. We're talking about public power utilities, so these aren't your big corporate energy giants.
Right, right.
We're talking about local, community-focused organizations, often owned by the very people they serve.
Exactly. And because they're accountable to their communities and not to distant shareholders, they're often very invested in keeping energy affordable. And the people they serve have a real say in how things are run.
It's so refreshing, especially when you hear about all these really innovative approaches they're taking.
Yeah.
And speaking of innovative, one thing that really jumped out from the Bulletin this month is the role of AI. Now, we're not talking science fiction here. This is artificial intelligence making its way into the energy grid.
Oh, yeah. It's one of the biggest trends in the industry right now. And it's not just about automating tasks. It's really about fundamentally changing how these utilities operate.
And a great example of this is Snohomish County PUD in Washington State, which is featured in this month's cover story, The Future Is Now. I mean, they're going all in on AI.
Yeah.
But here's where it gets really interesting. They're not just throwing AI at every problem and hoping for the best. They formed a dedicated AI team, implemented data security policies, and are even making sure their leaders understand AI's potential and, importantly, its limitations.
Which is crucial because AI isn't a magic solution. It's a tool, and Snohomish County PUD gets that. They are being very deliberate, and that approach is already paying off. For example, they're finding that AI can draft proposals that are actually better than what their team was creating manually.
Better. Okay, now that's both impressive and a little unnerving, right? It makes you wonder if robots will be coming for my job soon.
Well, let's hope not. But you're right, it does make you think. Imagine the implications if their bet on AI pays off. This could revolutionize how utilities communicate, draft reports, analyze data. The possibilities are really significant.
And it's not just about efficiency, right? This has the potential to impact the entire energy sector and beyond.
Precisely. A more responsive, resilient, and efficient grid benefits everyone, so it'll be really interesting to see how this plays out. But AI isn't the only thing public power utilities are tackling. This issue of the Bulletin highlights another big one, which is bridging the digital divide.
Something we hear about all the time. But seeing how these utilities are tackling it head on, especially in these really remote areas, it's really remarkable. And we're not talking hypotheticals here. We're talking about real-world solutions.
This issue featured a story about Coos Kerry Electric Cooperative in Oregon and their Beacon Broadband project. They're bringing high-speed internet to areas that have been overlooked for far too long. And what's so clever is that they're using their existing infrastructure in a completely new way.
It's a brilliant use of resources. Instead of starting from scratch, they're running fiber optic cables along existing poles and rights of way. Talk about cost effective. It makes you wonder why no one thought of this sooner.
Right. And it shows how these utilities are uniquely positioned to tackle this challenge. But here's what really impressed me. They're not just focused on the technology. They're focused on the people they serve. They even have a program to help senior citizens get online and navigate the digital world.
Okay, that's amazing. It really speaks to that community-focused approach we were talking about earlier. And here's another example of that. Public power utilities leading the charge, literally, when it comes to the electric vehicle revolution.
It's fascinating to see how they're not just embracing EVs, but also gathering crucial data about how people are using them. The article about Turlock Irrigation District in California is a great case study. They're installing EV chargers all over their service area, but they're not stopping there. They're analyzing data on charging habits, peak usage times, and more.
So it's like they're building the plane while they're flying it. That's impressive, especially considering how new this territory is. But what I find most exciting is that they're not keeping this data to themselves. They're sharing it to help their customers transition to electric vehicles more easily.
Exactly. They're using that data to create tools and resources that make it simpler for people to understand things like charging costs and find the best charging options for their needs. It's a classic example of a rising tide lifting all boats.
Speaking of rising, we have to talk about the one thing everyone dreads: rate increases. No one likes to see their bills go up, but it seems like Eugene Water and Electric Board has cracked the code on how to make these conversations, dare I say, engaging.
They really have, and their secret: radical transparency and a knack for making the complex understandable. Instead of just sending out a notice that rates are going up, they're proactive about explaining why. Remember those graphics in the article where they compared energy costs to everyday items like candy bars?
Oh, yes. For the price of one candy bar, you get 1,000 hours of light. It's brilliant, because it takes something abstract like kilowatt hours and makes it relatable. Suddenly, you're not just looking at numbers on a page, you're thinking about the value of the electricity you're using.
Exactly, and it builds trust, which is essential when you're talking about something as vital as energy. They're also really good at communicating about those big infrastructure investments that often go unnoticed. They explain how upgrades and maintenance, while maybe not glamorous, are essential to keeping the system reliable and preventing even bigger costs down the road.
It's a refreshing change from the "we'll fix it when it breaks" mentality we often see. It reminds me of that old saying, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. But let's move on to some other interesting tidbits from this issue of The Bulletin.
Yeah.
Are you ready for a rapid-fire round of public power news?
Hit me with it. I always love a good dose of public power trivia.
Okay, how about this? Idaho Falls Power is building a brand new power plant to keep up with energy demand. Pretty standard stuff, right? But then there's SMUD, the Sacramento Municipal Utility District, winning design awards for their substations. Turns out power grids can be beautiful.
That's fantastic. Who knew substations could be architectural wonders? It just goes to show that public power utilities are thinking outside the box in so many ways.
Absolutely. But on a more serious note, there was an article about Truckee Donner Public Utility District in California, and they're doing something I found quite sobering.
Oh, yes. Their proactive approach to wildfire preparedness really stood out.
With climate change increasing the risk of wildfires, they're taking steps now to educate their customers about potential outages and what they can do to be prepared. It's a stark reminder that these utilities are on the front lines of climate adaptation.
It's a critical role they play, and it makes you realize that the work they do goes far beyond simply keeping the lights on.
It does. And you know what else struck me as we were going through these articles? The importance of collaboration. Remember how Snohomish County PUD worked with that organization, NWPPA, to develop their AI policy?
You mean the Northwest Public Power Association? The same folks who published the bulletin.
The one and only. As I was reading about them, I realized they're like this secret weapon for public power utilities. They offer training, share resources, and connect experts from across the industry.
It's a fantastic example of how these utilities aren't competing with each other, but rather working together to lift each other up. It's a real testament to their shared commitment to serving their communities.
And that support is so crucial, especially as they navigate a future that's becoming increasingly complex and technologically driven. Whether it's adopting AI, expanding broadband access, or preparing for climate change, they're facing challenges head-on and finding creative solutions.
Solutions that, as we've seen, have the potential to benefit not just their communities, but the entire energy sector.
And as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of public power, I'm left feeling incredibly optimistic.
Me too. These utilities are proving that a focus on community, innovation, and collaboration can lead to a brighter energy future for everyone.
It's a powerful message, and one that I think we can all learn from. You know, it's funny, before we did this deep dive into the bulletin, I don't think I really thought about my local power company all that much.
Really?
I mean, as long as the lights came on, I was happy.
Right.
But seeing all these incredible things that they're doing, it's really eye-opening.
It is a whole other world, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's inspiring to see how these public power utilities are stepping up. And, you know, they're not just keeping things running, but they're really leading the way to a more sustainable future, I think.
A more equitable future as
well. Absolutely.
Right. And it makes me think, what if other industries took a page from their book? Could we apply this model of community focus, local control, and a commitment to service to other sectors? What could that look like in, say, healthcare or transportation?
Now, those are some thought-provoking questions. It's definitely something for all of us to ponder, you know?
Yeah.
Imagine if all the organizations that we rely on, from our hospitals to our transit systems, operated with that same level of transparency and community engagement, you know?
And that dedication to a greater good. It's an inspiring thought, and it really speaks to the power of doing a deep dive like this. You know, we've gone beyond the headlines, and we've really uncovered some hidden gems of innovation. We've seen some really forward-thinking initiatives happening in the world of public power.
Absolutely, and it just reminds you that even in industries we might not think about every day, there are some really incredible people working to make things better for everybody.
Well said. A huge thank you to The Bulletin for giving us this inside look, and to you, our listeners, for joining us on this journey of discovery. Until next time, keep those lights shining bright.
And remember, the future of energy is brighter than ever.